Check. 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 Testing. One. Two. This is the Mr. Nobody Podcast. Complexity. Part one of two. Episode 29, part 1 of 2. Because I made too much music. Do you know when you try to make something mean something? Like all the feathers that I found right after my son killed himself. I tried to make them mean something.
Did they really mean something?
Or did I just try to make them mean something? Where they're where there is not, isn't any inherent meaning, the meaning I give it, the meaning I give it.
I guess that's better than nothing.
Maybe it feels better to consider it all at once, that it doesn't mean anything. Sometime later, I was in a group grief thing, and a grieving mother reported that she kept seeing all these feathers after her son killed himself with whatever heroin flavored powder. As she took that to mean that he's an angel. She was telling herself that he's an angel. I had to let go of my personal meaning about those feathers. Yeah, my little feather fantasy went poof upon hearing her attribution of meaning. In the days after he killed himself by lethal injection, there was no meaning. We were just giving it colors, all manner of colors. We're bouncing off the world. It was like an acid trip. The feather I would see was not just red, it was scarlet. It was bouncing. It was alive. Not just white, not just blue, not just gray, vibrant, unworldly. How could something look so beautiful, so alive, so lost? Where's the bird? There's
no bird,
just feathers.
Swirling.
Saw meaning, or felt meaning, inferred. I know I needed meaning. I needed his death to mean something. I couldn't appreciate the complexity. Can you? I was somewhat darkened by the fact that I had to go through this level of anguish to find meaning in feathers, especially given that overdose is elective. It's preventable.
It's a choice.
It's unnecessary. It's a choice.
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 I suppose it was because the birds were not there. It was just some feather.
Where's the bird?
There's no bird. Escape. Transformation.
What?
It's a word that gets slung about quite a bit.
Slathered.
It gets basket woven into a lot of grief culture. So I don't know if I told you, but I have been doing a master's degree. And people ask me, well, what is your degree in? And I immediately answer the same way each time. I say basket weaving. Something useful. Something useful. Something you can carry something else around in. When in fact it's critical thinking. My natural interests lay in the domain of ethics.
Is that wrong?
But basket weaving is super important. Without baskets, we wouldn't have been able to carry anything beyond our two hands. Find me. Baskets were the...
Find me.
Were the way that we...
Evolved.
From two hands to... to infinite amount of hands. I think baskets led to societies. They were complex. We could carry things around. We could carry our babies, our food, our clothes, our sacred objects. Ancient people used to boil water in baskets. They did it by throwing in hot stones from the fire into the water that was in the basket. It's fucking brilliant. I have these experiences where I feel the tunnel of time. I sense a timelessness.
As if time was woven.
Don't underestimate basket weaving. Something timeless. Is that a thing? That word? That symbol? Is timelessness a thing? Or is it just a symbol? Are things even things? What the fuck? It's not just human, it's in animals. It's in bugs.
It's in bugs.
I rescued a little spider out of the tub. I turned the water off and I put a little tissue down. And that spider grabbed onto that life raft. I could hear the spider's mind saying, fuck yeah, get me out of here. I don't want to drown. I don't want to die. It's shocking to me how opiates seem to erase the imperative to want to survive. I want to live.
There's some meaning.
Why would a little thing like that want to live so bad if it didn't have some meaning?
Do spiders reason?
Do opiate users reason? And maybe I'm just projecting, but the little spider didn't just seem like a a nothing.
It wasn't powerless.
I could see its fear,
its powerful desire,
its will
to live. Thanks, Schopenhauer.
To live.
Are you thinking?
Not just survive.
Are you thinking about trying organs? This little spider is not taking opiates.
So here's a fun thing.
So maybe you know that I'm creating podcasts.
And for me,
they're fun.
They're fun.
I get to make shit without, I don't know, dealing with club owners or record labels or anyone. These podcasts are like baskets.
They're fun now.
For me to put stuff in. Music, songs, thoughts, feathers.
And I had been using a kid from, I don't know, Indonesia, Saudi Arabia, I don't know where he's from, to promote.
During the
18 months or so that I've been doing this, I've got something like 62,000 downloads. Now, I don't even have 62,000 hairs that I know of.
Check this out. The plumber is going to cut a pipe in the basement right next to me. Listen.
Nice.
I'm in the little apartment where I used to live with my son. His paintings are hanging in the room next to the basement. Listen to the plumber work. So anyway, I canceled the kid who was promoting. I just wanted to see what would happen. And I went from, let's just say, many thousand downloads a month to 50. What does it mean? Does it mean anything? Are those downloads real? I don't know. I don't want to know. I'm so appreciative for anyone who will listen. But the whole point of this is to free myself of just all that shit. Just make honest basket weaving. Just weave baskets of sound and stories and thoughts and feelings. I started looking at how many downloads I was getting a day, all through the day. As if seeing those little feathers were the bird itself. Nothing I do will ever bring him back.
Is any of that real?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. I suppose the entire reason for my podcast was to implore drug users to not be drug users.
So I had to confront this reality, this truth.
Accept it. Measuring my self-worth against how many supposed downloads I got became kind of toxic. I started caring more about how I was evaluating myself from those metrics rather than the work. Everybody's trying to blow up their beats Everybody's trying to get famous, including me. Listen to that plumber. I seduced myself. Because if we're not here seeking the truth, what else is there? What else matters? And I should add to that, we're seeking the truth as best we can. No one's ever going to find the total truth about something. It's too large a project. Reality is too complex.
Too nuanced.
And this is what I've been learning in my graduate program. It sounds good saying graduate program. But again, doesn't make me better than anybody. But it is an ass kicker. And I have to confront things that I don't know about, like critical thinking. What is it? Apparently, it's not just something that you claim to do with your own style, but rather it's an objective analysis, an evaluation of a particular subject. You have to deeply look and cross-reference and remain objective. You can't just flap your gums and then defend an opinion. I can't just flap my gums because I'm hurt or worse. I'm certain. My certainty has waned as I have needed to base my opinion on actual facts, not just my feelings. Sometimes the facts are not so clear. They're interpretable. It's a little bit of artistry. Facts have become this subjective thing, like truth, like my truth. As if your interpretation or my interpretation of something very complex is enough to claim a truth value to it, an authoritative opinion. And it's mostly because we feel a certain way. Like, I feel that this is my truth. I feel hurt, or I feel blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
And feelings are not accurate determiners of a good opinion. I can recognize now that I have been formulating and promoting opinions of which I really don't have any facts.
I've been making that kid promote my opinions.
I started my first episode saying that this isn't about facts or science or provable things. That it was just about my own hurt. victimology. Emotional storm. My anger, my grief,
my shame, my shame, my shame,
my disgust, and maybe beyond that are words like love, acceptance, but I'm still not really familiar with those words. And those words are just symbols. They're not the real thing. They're not the actual thing. The word forgiveness is not forgiveness itself. The word is not even actually the word.
What the fuck are you talking
about?
I do not have good reasons for my opinions. I have strong emotions, but not good reasons. I didn't even know I was going to say that. But it's so true. Check out the plumber. Looks beautiful. You guys are the rock stars of the trades, you know that?
Oh, yeah?
It's the plumbers, man, that are like, everybody's in awe. Because nobody wants to deal with that shit.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful thing. Appreciate it. I'm a few feet away from the feathers I collected in my son's ashes. A little bit of them that are nearby me. And I still get angry and disgusted by what happened. Do I have a justification to feel disgusted that he threw his life away? I know I'm not looking at the whole picture. I haven't wanted to. I haven't wanted to. I haven't wanted to. What difference? I haven't wanted to look. Will it make? At some whole picture. Should I look behind the picture? That somehow excuses.
It won't bring him back.
Such a fucked up.
No need to swear.
Way of treating the self.
Oh shit, are we symbols?
Throwing your life. It's not just as simple as throwing your life away, how I've made it out to be. It's complex. It doesn't matter what your reasons are.
Is it really that complicated?
It doesn't matter what the complexities are.
Not really.
Not to me.
Not to you.
Because you're dead forever. For no fucking good reason.
For no reason.
So, just think. I oversimplify. Just think what we could have done.
Are you thinking about trying obedience?
What you, son. I can't look at people in the eyes. This plumber was in the town. Your age,
where we lived.
Father. I'm close-minded. I'm trying to understand, but
father,
there's no good reason. I guess it's,
is it complicated?
Complicated,
or is it simple?
Complex.
Is it simple?
Like the spider. And everything else is just making meaning. Where there isn't any
that
you secretly decided. I'm close-minded. I'm close-minded.
Have you secretly decided to use opiates? Realizing that I'm close-minded has opened up my mind a little. It is true that there is a deep, broken, pain. But I'm still not right. You're close-minded. Maybe you're wrong about that. What the fuck are you talking about? What you did was wrong. It's deadly. You killed my son. My story. My fiction. Because my interpretation is a fiction.
It's a fiction.
You killed my son. If I take a position like victim, I construct a story,
story.
Where I cast myself as a victim.
You killed my son.
But it's complicated. It's very complicated. Are you secretly deciding to use opiates? To try them? I do still love you, son. You killed my son.
So much.
You're killing somebody's son. I hate that somebody's... The pictures that flash on my phone get older.
Father.
Mother. But you don't. Throw their lives away. Complexity. Drug dealers who I have made the object of my hatred.
That's pretty extreme. There's nowhere to go.
How do I unhate drug dealers? Is it by recognizing complexity? Will recognizing complexity help me forgive? Is forgiveness a thing, or is it just an utterance? A symbol? Without meaning. Like the meaning I gave those feathers. Does my son's death have any meaning? Do you have something like this in your life? Something you can't see beyond? Or you can't see the complexity of? You can't see beyond it. You just can't live.
You can't live with it. Can't live with it.
Can't live with it.
Are you someone who's considering trying opiates? I
try to understand. But then today, I went into the supermarket in the town where I raised you. And I was just hoping no one recognized me. What is that? What is that? What is that? What is that? What is that?
What is this?
Are you secretly deciding to use opiates? Mr. Nobody.